Christian desire for reconciliation with the Jewish people has morphed into support for a racist, anachronistic ideology and political program that has hijacked Judaism, put the continued existence of Christians in the Holy Land at risk, continues to fuel global conflict, and basically has produced one of the most egregious, long-standing violations of human rights in the world today. So this is really about theology. Now, there's another reason, and that is Christians talk about the need to honor the deep Jewish commitment to the land. But as a Jew, I have to consider the distinction between loving a land and claiming it as my identity and my birthright. When you claim a superior right to a territory that's shared by it with others, whether that claim is made on religious grounds or political grounds, you head straight for disaster, which is exactly where the Jewish people are headed today. Don't confuse reconciling with the Jewish people with the movement and the cause for justice in the Holy Land. If what we do or what we say can even be perceived as anti-Semitic, we have to back off. We can't do it. It will disrupt the relationships that we've tried to build, and it's not Christian. Well, I think we know what's Christian, and it does not mean supporting the Jews in doing something that's not Jewish. What does the Bible mean by, quote, promised land? How has the term been hijacked and used for various political reasons when maybe that is not the significance of the texts at all? Ancient Israel is often confused with modern Israel. They are not the same. The Jewish people and the modern state of Israel, though they overlap in certain ways, are not the same, and therefore we have to be thoughtful and self-critical about how that theme is dealt with. Now we're starting to understand Jesus in his historical context, and it bears an eerie similarity to what is going on now today in Palestine, because you have global empire. I read a book recently that talks that has United States slash Israel as kind of a single entity, basically trying to colonize and take apart an indigenous society and an indigenous population. And you've even got a client government installed in Ramallah, just like Rome had a Jewish client government installed in Jerusalem. It's the same scenario. If you go to walk where Jesus walked today, not only will you walk where he walked, you will see empire attempting to destroy a society, sickening people, taking apart communities, sealing land through taxes and military actions, driving farmers off their land, interfering with people's access to practice their own religion. It's all there. And if you go there and you see it, you will know you experience Jesus, because Jesus will say, what do? When you see evil, you drive the evil spirits out. That's what we need to do. That's the social justice agenda of the American church. I know what charges you open yourselves up to when you dare to criticize the state of Israel or even bring it up. Don't allow yourselves to be held captive to the struggle that the Jewish people is going through now. There are clear rules, unwritten rules, that are observed when Jews and Christians get together to talk about interfaith, and one of them is that Israel and Palestine is off the table. I think it's time to change those rules. You know, we don't have time. It's urgent. I heard Ilan Pappé, who wrote The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, read the book, and he said it's urgent. He said, because look at Gaza. It's previews of coming attractions. And he used the G word. He said, it's genocide. It's urgent. We don't